Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After John the Baptizer had spoken, people came to him and said, "What must we do?" And John said, "If you have two coats, give one to the person who has none. And if you have food to eat, share it with those who have no food." Tax collectors came to be baptized, and they said to him, "Master, what must we do?" He said to them, "Take nothing for yourself. Charge only what is just and what is alive." Soldiers came. They said, "What about us? What should we do?" He said, "Do not bully anyone. Do not intimidate. And be satisfied with your pay." Now there was a great expectation that filled the people. And some of them wondered if John might be the Messiah. And yet John said to him, "I baptize with water. But there is one far greater than I who is coming after me. I am not worthy to bend down and untie the strap of his sandal." And he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand. He is ready to clear his threshing floor. The grain he will gather into his barn. Chaff, he will burn in unquenchable fire. It was in just these words and many others that John encouraged the people. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The rough ways were to be made smooth, and the crooked ways were to be made. Well, the reaction of people is, what can we do? How can we prepare for this? How can we endure this? What is it that you're calling us to do? And John gives an answer that is incredibly unsatisfying, and probably an answer least expected. He says, this is what you do. If you own two coats, you only wear one. That extra coat that hangs in your closet doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the person who is without clothing. And if you have food on the table, and you have more than you need, not more than you want, more than you need, that food belongs to those who are hungry. He says to the people, avoid greed in all its forms. And he goes on to say to the tax collectors, don't skim off the top. Don't fleece your neighbor. Charge only the amount that has been allowed. Avoid greed. And then he says to the soldiers who come to him, the Roman soldiers, he says, don't bully anybody. Don't flex your muscle. Don't make your power felt. Don't strut around as if everyone else is less than you. Don't intimidate. And be satisfied. Be satisfied with the wages you pay. Don't gather booty. Don't rip off the locals. Pretty simple stuff. Hardly the stuff that you would expect would be the waiting or the preparation for this tremendous change in the life of the world. The coming of the kingdom. The reordering of all of creation. And yet what John is saying is that reordering happens step by step, person by person, moment by moment. And it has to do with the rejection of greed and intimidation. And the willingness to see the creation of God as a gift that is given to all and is meant to be shared by all, as each needs. So his message is pretty simple. Don't pray about it. Don't think about it. Don't meditate on it. Just do it. You know, if I want to be a gracious person or a generous person, I don't go to the library and withdraw 5 books about generosity. Then go home and sit in an overstuffed chair and read all the philosophical thought about generosity. That's not going to get me here. If I want to be a generous person, if I want to be a gracious person, then every single morning as I get up, every single morning, I will choose to do generous and gracious things. And then day after day, week after week, month after month, something occurs in life. All that acting results in a change, in a transformation. Now the principle is pretty simple. You and I act our way into new ways of thinking, new ways of being. We do not think our way into new ways of acting. So, John the Baptizer is saying to those people who have come out from the city, if you wish to prepare the way, if you wish to pull down the mountains, and if you wish to fill up the valleys, if you wish to make the winding straight and the rough smooth, then act as gracious and generous people. Act your way into a new way of thinking. For you cannot think your way into a new way of acting. Thank you.